Well, I think you can gather that I'm going to be speaking about the wise men today. I think we often imagine over the years, as we've seen portrayals of the Christmas story of the wise men sitting at the side of the wooden manger on the night that Jesus was born with their gold and frankincense and myrrh. I can remember as a young child, every year I was one of those wise men. My mother used to always buy me pajamas and a gown. I don't know why she ever bought me a gown, because I never wore the gown. It was, except one day a year, it was when I was the wise man, I would have to wear the gown. I think you all know that story, those of you who did that as children. It's a familiar image, but it's actually not close to what the Bible has to say about the wise men. I'm going to read the story. It's found in Luke chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what has happened, what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people of Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. For having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the prophet had, what the Lord had said to the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son." When Herod realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old or under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled: "A voice is calling in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." We know the story of the Magi, but I want to ask a different question. They called Magi, but we know them mostly as the wise men. Have you ever wondered why they are called the wise men? Why the Magi called the wise men? Certainly, culturally, they were considered to be wise. Well, let me give you a few reasons that I've been thinking about. I read a blog during this last week on the story, and it prompted me to think about this. I've drawn a little bit out of that blog and added my own thoughts to it as I prepared today. First of all, the Magi are considered wise because their learning made them inquisitive. Friends, these were intelligent people. These weren't just your ordinary, everyday kind of person. They were wise. They had many years of learning. I read another quote this last week, and it said this: Wise people have got libraries, the rest have got big screen TVs. Isn't that interesting? I think you can have both, but I think the comparison is important. Wise men have got libraries, the rest have got big screen TVs. Friend, you know, we're living in a time where we just want to be entertained, don't we? That's the world in which we're living in. And I'm as guilty as the next person. I also like to be entertained. But friend, we need to take time to investigate. We need to take time to study. We need to take time to read and absorb information. Are you doing that? How much time are you spending learning so that it inspires you to learn some more? That's what the wise men, friends, their learning made them inquisitive. They constantly wanted more information. One of the greatest gifts Patricia gave to our children was the gift of the love of books. You know, we read to our children before they could even walk. We were reading to them. It always was part of our culture. Now, you know, they absorb books one after the other. My son, not necessarily kind of fictional books, but non-fiction, he reads all the time. Books of information, cover to cover. He knows every single thing there is to know about sound equipment in this world, I'm sure. Because that's what he reads. He just, on his phone, he's got hundreds of manuals of these different kinds of sound equipment. And if you ask him any question, he'll tell you, because he's inquisitive. He wants to know the answer to that. And friend, we too. We need to get to the point where, friends, we learn to try and find out about the important things in life. If you're only ever entertained, you'll never ask the deep questions of life. Secondly, the Magi are considered wise because they searched for the truth until they found it. In this particular case, it was they found him. Friend, you know, don't stop looking for the truth. The wise men did not stop looking until they discovered Jesus. You know, so many times people don't want to put the work in to learn about Christ, to learn about the deep things of life. They just think that it just must come to them. Sometimes you've got to grapple with the deep issues of life to understand them. We have very good friends, I'm sure you know them, James and Lynn Burnett. And they've been here to speak to missionaries with Transworld Radio. 20 years ago, they had a young son who had just finished writing matric. He hadn't even got his results yet. He was out riding a bicycle and a taxi was coming towards him and pushed him off the road, and he fell in front of the taxi and was killed. A beautiful young Christian man. Why? Why did that happen? We could never understand. It was one of the most difficult days of our ministry. These were people we prayed with every single week for our children. It was our regular habit on a Friday night. While our children were at Young YP, we would meet with the Burnetts, and our primary purpose was to pray for our children, for their salvation, for their spiritual growth, for and now God takes away one of them. It was like losing our own child, I can tell you. Why? Well, friends, we only discovered that years afterwards. We went to visit the church where we pastored previously, and there was a young lady there. She came up to me after the service, and she reminded me of the funeral of Andrew. And she told me that because of that service, God spoke into her heart and her life. She became a committed Christian because of that incident. I know of many others, friends, who responded to Andrew's death by deeper commitment to Jesus. I didn't understand it at that time. I really questioned God for a long time. This last week, they put a Facebook post on remembering the fact that it was 20 years ago. And the very same girl put in the comments that story that I knew about her to tell them. What an encouragement that was. We didn't understand the ways of the Lord, friends. Sometimes you've got to search the deep truths of God to fully understand what God is all about. Thirdly, the wise men are considered wise because, friends, they ask the right people the right questions. When they arrived in Jerusalem, you know, they didn't ask the street corner, the guys on the street corner, you know, where's the prince been born? They didn't go to the movies or whatever it was those days, or the marketplace to find out where this one whose star had appeared had been born. They went to the palace. They went to the political leaders. They went to the religious leaders. They went to the right people to ask the right question. Where is the one whose star has been born? Where is he? And they got the right answers. Because even although the learned religious people knew where to find the answers themselves, they weren't looking in that place. They went looking in the right place, friends. They asked the right question. Where is the Messiah to be born? They discovered in a little town called Bethlehem. It's not very far from Jerusalem at all, about 4 kilometers or so from the one edge of Jerusalem, half a day's walking distance in those days. Not far at all. Friend, are you asking the right people the right questions? You know, a lot of people, you know, they're going to all places to seek the truth. I think if you ask James, he'll tell you that there are hundreds of thousands of Westerners who go to India, to ask the gurus there about the truth. Am I right, James? Hundreds of thousands of everybody's wanting to find themselves or find the truth, asking the guru. The guru doesn't have the answer, friends. The answer is found in the scriptures, the revealed truth of God. Who are you asking about truth? Ask the right people and you'll get the right answers. Number four, the major are considered wise because they recognized what they found when they found Jesus. Friend, by the time the wise men found Jesus, he was no longer a baby. The word that is used here, translated as child, The word paideion actually means a little child. He was already a toddler. He wasn't a baby wrapped in nappies in a manger. Mary and Joseph had already moved from the stable into a house. I don't think Jesus was very, very old at this point in time. Perhaps Mary and Joseph had gone back to Nazareth and come back again at some point in time, because Bethlehem was the place where was their family home. Perhaps like happens in our area where we live, like many do in the Xhosa culture, they go back home over Christmas. Perhaps they had gone back to Bethlehem at a later stage, because that was, you know, where they were. And that's where the wise men went to find them. Friend, when they found the baby, they crossed over borders. They spoke to political leaders. They spoke before a paranoid king. Herod was one of the most wicked men that ever lived, friends. He killed his own children because he felt threatened by them. Yet, when they found a child, they knew they had found what they were looking for. Friend, I don't know what you're looking for, but if you haven't found it yet, continue looking until, like the Magi, you find Jesus. That's what makes you will recognize the truth when you find it, friends. Fifthly, the Magi are considered wise because once they found Jesus, they surrendered to the lordship of Jesus. The very first act that they do when they find this little child is they bow down and worship him. Friend, how profound that is, isn't it? Who was this little child? He was born to a carpenter. He was born to a young peasant girl, probably no more than 17 or 18 at this stage of her life. They were, from a worldly perspective, friends, really insignificant people in the grand scheme of life events. They were not the movers and the shakers of this world. They were simple, down-to-earth people whom God was able to use. And they had a child. And when the wise men find this child, they immediately fell down and worshipped him. Now, what it is they saw in Jesus, in that little boy, I don't know. Was it the way he looked? Was it the way he dressed? Was it what he said? I don't think it was what he said, because I'm not sure he spoke too many words at that point in time. What did they find, friends? They found the fulfillment of the scriptures. When they found the fulfillment of the scriptures, they had no option but to bow down before that and worshipped. Something deeply theological is happening here, friends. While the shepherds, as Patricia reminded us today, were the first to visit Jesus, in many ways, the first recorded incident of the worship of Jesus are not the Israelites. It was the Gentiles who were the first people who worshiped Jesus. These were not people from Jerusalem. These were not learned people. Friends, these were Gentiles from a foreign country living outside of Jerusalem who arrived in Bethlehem to discover a child, and they bow down and they worship. What great hope that gives us, doesn't it? Us who aren't Jewish, every now and then I come across a podcast of a Jewish rabbi preaching. I like to watch some of the stuff every now and then, because it gives me an insight into the Jewish mind. I'm so disappointed in his criticism of Christianity. He's constantly criticizing Christianity, how, you know, how wrong they are, and how whatever. He just lots of different things. But I ask myself, he who has the scriptures, why has he not searched them himself? Why has he not discovered the truth in them about this man called Jesus Christ? Sixthly, the Magi are considered wise because, friends, they came ready to honor a king. Why did the wise men bring gold and frankincense and myrrh with them? You know, I've done it in the past, and most theologians, when you read about why the wise men brought gold and frankincense and myrrh, you know, we read backward into the story. You know, we're actually taking what we understand now about Jesus into the gifts that the wise men brought. But when the wise men brought those gifts, they didn't know the whole truth, friends. They just brought gifts. What were those gifts? Well, friends, there are two answers to it. One of them is, these were gifts that were often brought to people who were royalty. If you look at the note, you'll see there, the valuable items were standard gifts to honor a king or a deity in the ancient world. Gold as a precious metal, frankincense as perfume or incense, and myrrh as anointing oil. In fact, these same three items were among the gifts recorded in the inscriptions that King Seleucus II, Callinicus, offered to the god Apollo in the temple of Mylia, 243 years before Jesus was born, friends. So you see, the gift of gold and incense and myrrh was pretty common. It was brought a lot. But there's a great difference, friends. The wise men come ready to honor a king. Why do they come ready to honor a king, friends? Because they had the scriptures. They had the book of Isaiah. Listen to what the book of Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Sound familiar? What did they follow? A light has come. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But verse 6 says this, herds of camel will cover your land. Young camels of Eden and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praises of God. See, friend, 700 years before Jesus even walked the face of this earth, Isaiah said, arise, shine, for your light has come. And when you go to the light on your camels, in your hordes, on your camels from Midian, and Sheba and foreign places. When you arrive in that place, take the gifts to serve a king. Which is what they did. Yes. Amen. Friend, the wise men are wise because they came ready to honor a king. Let me ask you, when you come into the presence of Jesus, do you know whose presence you are coming into? You know, so many times when we go into the presence of Jesus or we go into a holy place, we go in flippantly, don't we? As if it was just an everyday event. Let me ask you, when you come to church, friend, do you come expectant, ready to meet Jesus? Because that's how we should come. That's what made the wise men wise, friends. They went ready to honor a king. When we come to church, oh, we come with a burden of the week still on our shoulders, don't we? We come with our hearts heavy from the week before. We come sometimes in a hurry. We come totally unprepared for Sunday service. Friend, when you go to meet the king, be ready to follow the king. Lastly, the Magi called wise because they followed the leading of God, friends. At the end of the story, the wise men had a dream. It wasn't any ordinary dream. They dreamt that God had told them not to go back via Herod. It wasn't a clever thing to do, because Herod could easily have sent his army after them and killed them and sought them. But they decided to go a different way, and they outwitted Herod, unfortunately, to the negative demise of all children, two and younger. Let me ask you, they traveled years to find Jesus. They crossed deserts and empires. They searched the skies and studied the signs. They risked their lives for one encounter. While we invited to meet him daily, we have the scripture in our language. We have prayer available to us. We don't even need to go to a priest. We have access with our danger. But all we say is we're too busy. We're too busy. We're too busy to go for God. We're too tired, too distracted, too occupied. Friends, the wise men remind us that Jesus is worth the journey, no matter the cost. They quietly confront us with a sobering question. If they traveled years to worship him once, what excuse do we have for not using every opportunity we have to worship? Why? Why, when they just had one chance to meet Jesus, they took it? Friend, how wise are you? Who are you following? Where are you going? Are you taking time to look for Jesus? Are you seeking him until you find him? Because, friends, that's what the wise men did. And today we call them wise, because wise men seek Jesus. Father, thank you for reminding us about the importance of seeking you Forgive us, Lord, for not always using the opportunities that are available to us. Help us to make sure, Lord, that when we come into your presence, we come ready, ready to hear from you, ready to encounter you as they did. Make us wise for your glory. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.